You're listening to the download edition of the Wall Street Update of World Business Report for Friday, the 30th of September. I'm Marie Keyworth. So how did markets in the US react to the ongoing turmoil surrounding Deutsche Bank? Well, earlier I spoke to Chris Lowe from FTN Financial, who gave me his view.
It has dominated trading in the U.S. This morning at the open, things were pretty grim because it wasn't just Deutsche Bank's shares under pressure. We were beginning to see CDS widening on all European banks. CDS is credit default swaps. It's essentially insurance against the failure of a company to pay on its bonds. And when CDS widens, it's an indication that the market is beginning to price in the possibility of default. I don't want to be alarmist. These spreads are still quite narrow, so that means the probability is still seen as small. But anytime you start to see those spreads push wider, particularly when it goes beyond the institution in trouble, it's an indication that traders are starting to think about the possibility of systemic risk rather than just company risk. And of course, Deutsche Bank is huge and has counterparties all over the world. Once trading got underway in the U.S., however, the news had broken, and I should say it is not confirmed, of a possible settlement with the Justice Department at $5.4 billion, which is quite a bit less than the $14 billion the Justice Department asked for, essentially setting off this whole panic reaction in the finance sector. The settlement request with Deutsche Bank was so much higher than expected. The bank itself was expecting to settle for something less than $3 billion. In the market, we were thinking it would be closer to $4 billion, but those numbers were based on what other banks paid. So the number really was astonishingly high to begin with, high enough that some people thought perhaps it was some kind of political pushback after the Apple judgment in courts in the EU earlier in the month.
Chris Lowe there. And on Wall Street, the Dow was up 0.9% at 18,308 at the end of the day in London. The 100 share index was down 0.3% at 6,899.
Thank you for downloading from the BBC World Service. You can find a whole world of information from science, arts, business and technology. Just go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.